It is always a great pleasure on Static on 2SER to catch up with Cass McCombs. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really good, and well done on this album, Cass, Interior Live Oak. It's a 16-track opus, and is it a kind of homecoming in a way? Because you're back on the Domino label after three albums on the Anti imprint, and you've also worked again as co-producer on your record with a couple of guys who worked on records for you in the early stages of your career. Jason Cuever from Papercuts and Chris Cohen. They were both on your debut album, A. So is there some kind of a circle happening with Interior Live Oak?
Yeah, it wasn't intentional, but it seems like it. Also recording back in the San Francisco area. I hadn't done that since the first record, actually.
And there were some roads that led you back to this label and those people, right? Because last year, you spent some time doing some archival reissues, and they marked your return to Domino. You reissued the Not The Way EP from 2002 and the first two albums, A and Prefection. So you did go digging through your past there, Cass.
Absolutely. And Domino also, they released a unreleased record that's called Seed Cake on Leap Year, of stuff from before my first record.
What was it like for you hearing something like that decades later?
It does feel like a different person, but, you know, I guess it was me. They tell me it was me. I don't really remember it very much, but it's cool.
So was that rare for you to take stock? Are you always writing the next song and, aside from live gigs, never spending too much time digging into your history?
I guess not. I mean, who has time to dig in their history? I mean, you know, we all move forward, don't we? But the reissued records hadn't been printed since that time. And I was really excited to get them back on vinyl and get people checking them out.
Did it remind you of a simpler, more unpolished way of working back then? I mean, was it inevitable back then that there was a naivete to the way you wrote songs and then recorded them?
Oh, it was zero polish. It was rough hewn. There was no lacquer. There was no varnish. There was no shellac, no paint. There was no idea. We weren't even trying to make stuff to be released. We were just recording for ourselves. I think it's because I started in this way that was about the music first and my friends, and we lived in an insular bubble, that it kind of kicked off my approach for everything. Still, like, when I make music, I have no clue. It's never occurred to me even to consider. Maybe that's wrong, but I just don't consider other people, and I never have.
Well, it's certainly given you plenty of inspiration, Cass, because this record, Interior Live Oak, at 16 songs, is also your longest album since 2013's Big Wheel and Others, which was a 22-track epic. And does a large canvas suit you best? It doesn't tie you down to having to keep one particular mood or style?
Yeah, I mean, if a single vinyl is, what is it, 42 minutes or something like that, you know? A lot of the records I grew up listening to are longer than that. In the CD era, like in the 90s, stuff was 70 minutes. You know, a lot of my favorite rap records, they would just fill up the entire CD like 74 minutes.
Yeah, I think it got to about 74 minutes you could fit on there.
Yeah, I just want to share as much as I can, I guess.
But it also gives you an opportunity to showcase so many different styles. And this record moves from the almost desert rock twang of the lead single Peace to a nervy new wave vibe on Juvenile and the bordering on krautrock grooves of Asphodel. You kind of have a lot more room to play when you can cram a record, don't you?
I guess so. Yeah. And, you know, just include as many songs as possible and hopefully they have cohesion. I think it's about just the approach that we have, which is usually as quickly as possible, you know, and don't really think too much, you know. What is this mystical idea of cohesion? You know, it comes from the imagination. And it's just about the feel, I think so.
And Cass, lyrically, there are a cast of characters and range of locations in these songs on Interior Live Oak. Amongst them, you've got the 19th century Irish dancer, Lola Montez, and a girl named Doggy, who went to New York, and cities on both coasts feature here too. San Francisco plays into the story in the song Asphodel. And then there's another tune named after New York's Van Wyck Expressway. So is it a bit like casting a film, getting to set these songs in different worlds and even eras and populate them with some idiosyncratic protagonists?
In a way, I would agree with that. I travel a lot, and often I'm influenced by my location, inspired by my location. And there's the coast, but there's everything in between. There's an amazing country in between. It's a big world, too. And then there's beyond just present time, there's every time that's colliding all at once. So there's different voices, different times, different locations. I don't ever feel a responsibility to one place or person or perspective, if that makes any sense.
Well, it's classic storytelling too, isn't it? It's painting a picture of a world or reporting back or imagining other places.
Yeah, a lot of it is completely imagined. I'll be in, say, New York and thinking about San Francisco, but it's not a real San Francisco. It's an imaginative San Francisco that is kind of based on my childhood and friends, but you make it up. And I think that's a big part of making music is the fantasy and escape part of it. A lot of it is simply invented, just made up.
It's also getting to play with a few urban myths or legends too, Cass. In that song, Asphodel, tell me, is there really a tunnel to the underworld underneath the Transamerica Pyramid in San Francisco?
Someone told me that, to be honest. Yeah, that's actually something. A lot of this stuff is stuff you hear on the street, you know, people on the street, you know, strike up friendships. And yeah, someone told me that. They were convinced.
And Cass, you've been branching out in other ways too, in between albums. Like with your skiffle band projects in years gone by, you filled in some time between your last album, Heartmind, and this one, again working in a different oeuvre. In 2023, you teamed up with your longtime pal, San Francisco preschool teacher, Greg Gardner, to release an original album of children's songs on Smithsonian Folkways. How was working in that field for you? Was that the most economical, focused kind of record you'd ever made?
In a way, yeah, I would say it was. It was a blast. I mean, Greg is one of my closest and oldest friends, and he and I have always made music in different ways. When he started writing children's songs, they were very funny, and they actually teach lessons. They're informative, you know?
How was it working with or for children then, Cass?
It's different, you know. It was great, you know. I mean, it's hard to be in a bad mood making music with kids because they're young enough that they think the music is magical, but it's more illuminating for me than a kid because, you know, it's just fun for me.
And finally, Cass, in between records, I also got another story about you, and you get points for being a good friend to fellow musicians as well. Because Meg Baird told us a story a couple of years ago when she released her most recent album, Furling. The song Cross Bay on that record featured the line, "I just wanted you to know that it meant so much to me when you crossed the bay, came to check on me and made sure that I was okay." Have a listen to who she said it was about.
That one, I wanted to thank Cass McCombs.
Aw.
I was not having a really good day and he stopped by. We had a nice chat. I really appreciated it.
So there you go.
I didn't know that.
Oh, wow.
That's really touching. She's so shy. She never told me that.
I'm glad to have been able to reveal it to you then. Your charitable works have been chronicled in a Meg Baird song, Cass.
I love Meg. She's great. That makes me happy.
Maybe you owe her a song back now.
I'll try.
Look, it is great to have this album over the line, Cass. It is a big, beautiful listen, Interior Live Oak. We might have a listen to a song off the record on the radio right now. We'll play the one for kids, Juvenile.
Okay.
It was great to catch up, Cass. And this is Juvenile now on Static. Thanks for the talk.
All right. Thanks, Chris.